Mr. Schaefer and your wife currently live together?
Yes, ma'am.
And you are still married?
Yes, ma'am.
A hurt husband lashes out.
He had told the judge that he threw away everything I owned. My daughter told me that was not true.
Now he battles more than a broken heart.
You broke into his safe.
Yes, in order to get my personal belongings. I left the house with no underwear.
Your underwear wasn't in the safe.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Carrie Minor is suing his estranged wife's boyfriend, Kim Schaefer, for breaking into his home and stealing his belongings.
Order. All rise. Yes, case number 17 on the calendar in the matter of Minor versus Schaefer.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Mr. Minor, I assume, sir, that this lady is your wife. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you are still married?
Yes, ma'am.
And Mr. Schaefer and your wife currently live together?
Yes, ma'am.
With your daughter?
Yes.
She, according to your complaint, left you for Mr. Schaefer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I don't know whether that's true or not, but I'm just getting to his complaint. Okay. And you remained in the marital home?
Yes, Your
Honor. So far, correct?
That's my parents' home, Your Honor, yes.
And at some point, you and Mr. Schaefer got into an altercation, and you were incarcerated as a result of the altercation that you had with Mr. Schaefer?
That's correct, Your Honor.
And during the time that you were incarcerated, Mr. Schaefer and your wife went to the home, which had been the marital home, and it is your claim took property that belonged to you.
Yes, ma'am.
So you are suing Mr. Schaefer for that property?
Correct.
Okay. So now you and your wife separated in what month and year?
June 2010, Your Honor.
Are you currently in the process of divorcing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me tell you some of the problems that you have here today with me, Mr. Minor. It is clear to me that you cannot, in this court, in this small claims court, sue your ex-wife for the return of that property. And you can't do that because she is still your wife, and everything that you had together until a court decides whose property belongs to whom is considered marital property, anything that was in that home that you and your wife shared together. So you can't sue her here because all of those issues of property are going to be resolved in your divorce action. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
So what you've done is you've sued Mr. Schaefer because Mr. Schaefer was with your wife.
Participant, yes.
However, he was acting as her agent. You see, if Mr. Schaefer had gone into the house by himself and had been found in the house by himself, you might have a more substantial leg to stand on. But he was with your wife, and that makes it much, much more difficult situation for you. Because she is going to say, whatever I took from that house was my property. Now, that doesn't mean that in the divorce decree, the judge isn't going to say to her, oh, no, it wasn't. It was his property. Do you understand?
Yes.
Great. Stand up next to him. Okay. Now, Mr. Minor, you have a short list of items that, according to you, was taken.
Yes.
And I'm going to go over it with you, Mrs. Minor. Do you understand? Because you were there. You're actually the party in interest because he doesn't own any of that stuff, right?
Right.
Good. Did you take World War II uniforms and pistols from the house?
No.
Did you?
No, ma'am, I didn't.
Did you take, now let's be, because we're under oath, the tape of this is going to be available in the matrimonial action, so anything that you say here, he's going to be able to take this tape and show it to the judge who was hearing your case.
Okay.
If that judge finds that you have been not truthful here, what I'm telling you is it will not go well for you in the matrimonial case as far as child support, as far as property, as far as anything. I want you to clearly understand that. So when I ask you if you took on that date property, and if you give me an answer that is untruthful and that is subsequently proven that you have lied, it's not going to be good for you. You do understand.
I understand. I still haven't gotten any child support in 2 years.
I don't care about your child support, but that's not what I'm doing here. I'm going over certain property to see whether or not there can be a resolution of some of this property, because I'm certain that when you took your underpants from the house, you knew that that was your personal property. There's no question. He wasn't wearing your underpants. They were your underpants. So I'm going to go over this list, and we're going to respond to my questions accurately and truthfully. Otherwise, there will be serious consequences for you in the matrimonial case.
Okay.
Great. So you do not have any World War II uniforms or pistols?
No.
And you did not take them?
No.
On that date? And neither did Mr. Schaefer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Let's go to jewelry. What jewelry, sir?
Well, it wasn't jewelry.
No, that's what you say here. If you say it's not jewelry, I'm crossing it off.
Very important, no. This is the most important, and this is why it's listed number one on the list, Your Honor. My father was in World War II at the time in Australia. He had a bracelet made in Australia.
What did it look like?
It was Australian coins, very old coins.
Australian coins?
Yes.
Did you take that bracelet?
No.
No, I did not.
Mr. Schaefer, I'm going to ask you one more time. Did you take this coin bracelet?
No, ma'am, I did not.
Okay. Now let's talk about silverware. What silverware are you talking about, sir?
My mother's mother gave her some silverware. I do believe it come from my great-grandmother. And it was in a box, it was in the kitchen cupboard, and it was missing when I returned home.
Was it silver plate? Was it sterling
silver? Well, it was sterling silver, and it was a whole set, I mean, down to the pie knife and everything.
Okay. And how did it come into your possession?
When my mother passed on, and both my brothers are deceased, and my father was deceased, it became mine, Your Honor.
Okay. Do you have that?
No, I don't.
Okay. What about the coin collection?
I did not take any of his personal property.
What about you, Mr. Schaefer?
No, ma'am, I did not take anything from this man.
I didn't ask you whether you took anything from this man. I asked you specifically about a coin collection.
No, ma'am, I did not take a coin collection.
Okay. And a file cabinet.
I took a file cabinet that belonged to me.
Okay. Tell me about the file cabinet.
You probably could get it at a yard sale for $15. It was a two-drawer
metal. Was it
metal.
Full of stuff?
It was. And I went through it. Whatever was mine, I kept. Whatever was his, I put in a box, and he got it back.
Did you get any things back?
I have not received anything from
any
this.
Paperwork.
No,
back.
Your Honor.
Did you look in the house?
Yes.
Okay. And now, just for my own information, I would like you to tell me, Mrs. Minor, what you did in fact take from the house.
I took all of my.
No, not all of my stuff. I want you to specify exactly what you took out of the house.
I took my clothes.
Yes.
I took my jewelry.
Okay. What jewelry did you take?
All of my jewelry boxes. Which is, I mean, a lot of costume jewelry, a lot of, you know, all of the jewelry I acquired over my life. You know, my parents are both dead, so all of their jewelry I took.
Did you have your dad's bracelet in a separate jewelry box?
Sir? No, Your Honor. I'm an over-the-road truck driver.
Just tell me.
No, it was in my safe, Your Honor.
Is your safe locked?
Yes. I have pictures of the damage done to the safe, Your Honor.
Was it opened?
When I returned home, it was broke open, yes.
Do you have a picture of that?
Yes, I do, Your
Honor.
I'd
like to see it.
The reason why it was broke into was because the remote control to the garage was inside of it, and that's where mostly all of my personal belongings were.
So you broke into his safe? Just a second. No.
Yes, we did.
You see where we're going? So you broke into his safe?
Yes, in order to get my personal belongings. I left the house with no underwear. Okay.
Your underwear wasn't in the safe.
Yes, it was. All of my clothing was in. Everything was packed up in the garage.
Listen, Miss Minor, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not making any judgments with regard to your marriage, with regard to fault, with regard to your marriage. All I'm telling you is this. There are more ways to get your underpants out of the house once you're in the house than breaking into the safe. Once you're in the house, you can go out the front door. All you have to do is turn the lock and walk out the front door with your. How did you get in?
I used the key to get in the front door.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. Okay. And you used the key, and the door miraculously opened, Mrs. Minor. So you were able to get in, and that's the same way you could have gotten out with your underwear and your clothes. There was no need to break into the safe.
Yes, there was, Your Honor. All of my belongings were in the garage. The only way I could get into the garage was to get the remote that was in the safe. There was a remote control. There's also a keypad, but the keypad had been changed. I hadn't lived there in 9 months. The combination...
Just a second. Miss Minor, are you telling me that you can't walk out to the garage from the inside of the house?
No, you cannot. There is no door.
What's the keypad? The keypad
is on the outside of the house.
On the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what made you think that once you got into the house, that the remotes to the garage were locked in the safe?
Because my daughter told me so.
She did.
My daughter told me where my things were. She knew where they were. He had told the judge that he threw away everything I owned. There was nothing left. My daughter told me that was not true, that there were all my belongings were hidden in the garage and that the remote control to the garage was inside that safe. And that was the only way I was going to get my things.
And your property, sir, this bracelet that you wanted, was in the safe?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So, because I'm not married to him, he has every right to come on my property and take the items?
Mr. Minor, you're not listening to me, sir.
No.
I gave you a whole lesson in the law. Free.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kerry Minor claims his estranged wife's boyfriend, Kim Schaefer, burglarized his home while he was in jail. He is suing for the return of his stolen belongings.
Mr. Minor, it's not that I can't help you. The law doesn't permit me to help you because the judge who hears your matrimonial case is going to get the same sense that I'm getting, which is that your wife resorted to self-help. You went before the court. The court gave you a direction. You said, I don't have her stuff anymore. I either disposed of it or something else. She questioned your daughter. Daughter said, no, stuff's in the garage. I assume that your daughter had, in fact, been at your home.
No, Your Honor. There's a restraining order, in effect. I hadn't seen my daughter, Your Honor.
Then you must have spoken to her on the phone.
No.
Yes, she has.
I'm not violating a restraining order.
You must have at some point spoken to her on the phone, because even you say in your complaint that your daughter knew that you were in jail.
Well, I called her when I was arrested.
So I said
yes.
You spoke to her on the phone.
Yes, yes. You're right.
Okay.
I stand corrected. Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. I mean, I did read your complaint very carefully, sir. It's part of what I do. Now, your problem, Mr. Minor, is this, whatever property was taken, courts will ultimately make a decision as to whether Mrs. Minor took property that belonged to you. I think she probably did. That's my sense. And if she didn't do it, he did it. Because she was annoyed. She was annoyed that a lot of her stuff was in the garage, that you should have just given it back to her instead of being angry and hoarding it, lying about it. You may have been hurt that the marriage was over, but that should not preclude you from acting like a reasonable person and a parent of a child who you share with your soon-to-be former wife. You should take all those things into consideration. The marriage is over, it's over, period. You know, nobody wants to live with somebody that doesn't love them. That's really foolish.
I agree.
It's really foolish. You don't want to. And if she's found somebody else, good for you. If she's found somebody else to pick up the bills, good for you. That's all fine. So, Mr. Minor, what you did by secreting any of her property in the garage was really foolishness. But I have a feeling that what happened was Mrs. Minor did, in fact, with the help of Mr. Schaefer, go in and take certain property that belonged to you out of spite. That's my sense. I can't prove that. But maybe with more time, a judge in the domestic relations court is going to charge Mrs. Minor with some of the stuff that you say she took, and that will impact on how you distribute the property of this marriage.
But, Your Honor, why are we here about Mrs. Minor? I'm bringing Mr. Schaefer to court.
I just explained to you, he was her agent.
I never gave him permission to enter my property, Your Honor.
He was her agent.
So, I'm not married to him. He has every right to come on my property and take the items?
Mr. Minor, you're not listening to me, sir.
No.
I gave you a whole lesson in the law. Free. At the beginning of this case.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You go to the house where he lives. Who do you think would be arrested? Not him. You would call the police and say, I have a protective order. They say, you know, he's living in his house. You're not supposed to be here. Close your mouth.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kerry Minor is accusing his estranged wife's boyfriend, Kim Schaefer, of burglarizing his home while he was in jail.
Now, I said it's not an easy case. It's not an easy case because if Mrs. Minor says to someone, let's not say it's Mr. Schaefer, says to Handyman Jones, would you please take my key, go into my house, and retrieve from my house the following items: 2 pistols, a uniform, my clothes, 2 chairs, and my jewelry. And Handyman Jones goes in there and retrieves that. You don't sue Handyman Jones. Handyman Jones is acting as her agent. Do you understand? I'm trying to make it as simple for you as I can.
Well, I understand, but what confuses me, Your Honor, is that she can just ask someone to go into my home and take these items?
No. Until a judge decides, sir, whether it's your home, it was the marital home. And I'm telling you right now that just because the house is in your name doesn't necessarily mean a court is going to say it's your house. I'm just letting you know that. In all probability, they will. But if this house was the marital home, and even though it had been in your name because it had been in the family's name, and if it was treated as the marital residence, court can say, listen, while the child is a minor, which is under the age of 21, you, sir, will find another place to live, and she is going to move into that house as the marital residence. Unlikely, but possible, so that she can give anyone the key to go into her home. She can. Now, the fact that she went into the house while you were incarcerated, once there was a protective order in place, was sort of disingenuous on her part.
Excuse me, ma'am.
What?
I am sorry to interrupt, but the protective order was not in place at that time.
Oh, so he didn't have a protective order?
When he was arrested, okay, that was the only chance that we had to go in and get her items. We went at that time because he is an extremely violent
person.
Listen to me.
So at that time that you went into the house, listen to me. Prior to him being arrested, you were assaulted.
Yes.
Allegedly by him.
Yes.
Are you telling me that at that time you did not seek a protective order against
him? Yes, we did.
You're just a... She did. Well, that's exactly what I said. So at that time, there was a protective order in place. For her to be protected from him and you to be protected from him and whoever else it was, so that he stayed 100 yards away from you. Now, conversely, Mrs. Minor, you were supposed to stay away from him, because if he's supposed to stay 100 yards away from you and you go to the house where he lives, which is what you did, and let's say, unbeknownst to you, he had been released from jail and he was in the house, who do you think would be arrested? Not him. You would call the police and say, I have a protective order. They say, you know, he's living in his house. You're not supposed to be here. Close your mouth.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why did Lancaster Sheriff's Station tell me this is a civil matter, Your Honor?
Listen to me. I don't know what law school they went to. I know what law school I went to. I can't help you, Mr. Minor. Watch your temper here.
Closed captioning sponsored by... Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Listen to me, sir. I can't help you.
What about pain and suffering?
Listen,
because all these items that were taken from me...
I have a lot of pain and suffering. That you take up with the judge who's hearing your domestic relations case. What I'm telling you is, sir, the items that you allege were taken, if you can support that, the judge will put that on your side of marital property and say, this is what she took, and we're going to take away from her something else. You can say, she has this. This belonged to me. The jewelry was my mother's. She used it, but I never gave it to her. Whatever it is that you are going to allege in the matrimonial case, I can't help you in this one, because right now it's marital property.
Then why did Lancaster Sheriff's Station tell me this is a civil matter, Your Honor?
Listen to me. I don't know what law school they went to. I know what law school I went to. I can't help you, Mr. Minor. Watch your temper here. Very good. Listen. None of the things that you have mentioned to me, sir, were things that you need for your living, for your livelihood. You didn't have a toolbox, a paint drop, an electronics kit, nothing else. They're sentimental things to you.
No, I need my lawnmower.
Goodbye, Mr. Minor.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy... A freeloading son.
My mother would give me small gifts.
Small gifts of money. I want you to be really, really careful with me, sir. You don't want to get on my bad side.
Judge Judy.
This lady stole property from a veteran.
I didn't take anything that didn't belong to me.
Okay, a World War II veteran.
Because when I left him...
How's it going to be settled?
He beat me two blocks down and I left with my shoes.
I'm not going to get my personal belongings back.
And my clothes that I was wearing.
Well, how do I step up to my father?
So, as far as I'm concerned...
Say, I lost everything you left me, Dad.
I was entitled to have my personal belongings.
And she has a methamphetamine habit?
No.
And an alcoholic, so she probably sold most of these items.
You probably drug test him.